is piping hot and great. Boodles Barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. New barbecues in town. It's the barbecue with the funny name. Boodles Barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. We'll see you at Boodles.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries are a food with amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements that combines the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities and supports heart health, anti-aging, weight management, and more. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science, available at Walgreens and GNC.
Listen in your underwear. Ladies, if you're in the car, get down to your underwear.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
wine.
And women.
And a song.
And women.
So get loose and up.
That's funny.
We're about to get in his playhouse on the
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, I don't know, first or second day of spring. Some people say yesterday, some people say today, whatever. 78 degrees, spring-like to me. Welcome to the March 21st edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Missouri Coin Company. You have coins, you have jewelry, you have gold, you have silver. You want to buy some of that stuff as opposed to sell it? Either way, the Missouri Coin Company, in DePere. Been around a long, long time. The jingle we want you to keep in your head and replay it every time you hear any company that buys gold and silver.
Hey!
It's called Radio Advertiser Hypnosis, or RAH, in the industry. Let's introduce ourselves. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not satisfied with your current advisor, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
To my right, and would be your right speaker, or right front and rear speaker, if you have speakers all around your car, that would be Tina Dalpiez. That's right. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
She's always in a good mood because she knows we have a meeting scheduled right after the show, a thank you meeting. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how are you?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Now, see, I said, okay. How are you? It's going great. That's okay. Okay. That's a good answer, I guess.
Oh, spring started on the 20th because it's leap year this year.
How silly of me not to know that.
It usually starts on the 21st.
I should have known better. Hebe Jimenez.
With a girl like you.
What? What?
I should have known better with a girl like you.
Beatles. Should have known better. It's a good song. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
Hang on.
What?
Ask Bernice.
What?
Ask me to ask Bernice. Ask Bernice if there's any what in heaven?
Jeez.
Oh, sure there is. Sure there is.
There
Jeez, in heaven,
be.
You know there is. Heaven's got whatever you want that you like.
Except
That's
beer.
That's what heaven is.
Huh? Except beer.
No beer in heaven?
Well, there is a song that says in heaven there is no beer.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
That's why we drink it here.
Can't make that call. You'd have to go to somebody anointed by the Lord, like Jimmy Swagger or somebody, for that answer. How about Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? Got an unusual email request. Dear Frank, love the Missouri Coin Company jingle. I've heard Dan play it on harmonica. Have not heard you nostrilate for a long, long time.
Oh.
For those who don't know,
who wrote that?
I'm the only guy. Donald Scorfield.
Wow.
For those who don't know, I'm the only person in radio who nostrilates. I play my nose, and I pinch the nostrils together. I'll give you a sample.
Not
here.
Just radio. The only person I've ever heard of, period. That,
okay, in the world.
Nostrilates.
And it kind of sounds like a guitar string. Hey. That's how it works. Now, this person says, would love to hear you nostrilate the Missouri Coin Company jingle, and then hear Dan play it again on harmonica, and then hear a duet.
Whoa.
This is quite a request.
Whoa.
Well, I will nostrilate the Missouri Coin Company. I'll do that now. Then, Dan, you do it on harmonica, then we'll do it together, okay?
Okay.
And now, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Holy cow.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
Missouri Coin Company. So when you hear or see any commercial anywhere for anybody saying, we buy your gold, we buy your silver, we buy your jewelry, in your head, just think the Missouri Coin Company.
And your nostrils. Think of...
think of my nostrils and think of Dan's harmonica, and then you'll never go... somewhere where you're going to get cheated or given less for what you're selling than you deserve. You don't make it over 30 years in this business. Now think about that. 30 plus years ago, there wasn't the big hoopla over buying gold so than there is now. They were already in it. They knew about it. They knew the business. They knew about gold and silver and currency and stamps and coins and proof sets and all that stuff. And then when gold starts to take look like it's climbing up and climbing up and climbing up, a lot of people go, let's get in that business. Let's get in there now. Let's buy people's jewelry. And the Missouri Coin Company people think, we're already in that business. We know more than they're going to be able to learn in the next 10 years. Credibility, integrity, and reputation. You don't want to find out. Well, I don't know that you would. You know, if you sold your stuff, you're just going to have to hope that you got what you deserve, because you can't then take it to somebody else and get it evaluated because it's gone. The person that bought it took it. So you get one shot. Now, I guess you could take it around and say, you know, what do you give me for this? What do you give me for that? You know, don't go through all that stuff. Just go to the Missouri Coin Company. It's where you're going to end up anyway. The Missouri Coin Company is in De Pere on Manchester Road, and what a great easy website, mocoin.com. That's mocoin.com. And as we like to sing, the Missouri Coin Company. I know. Don't email us and tell us how good that sounded. We know.
Yeah.
We don't need the flattery or the compliments. Your buds, I mentioned them the other day. They're these earbuds that you put in your ears and you plug them into your iPod or your iPhone or CD player or whatever. I gotta tell you something. Some every once in a while a product comes along and it is what they say it will be and does what they say it will do. And the great thing about these earbuds is two things I've noticed. They don't fall out of your ears. You insert them and then you twist them counterclockwise and it's like they lock into your ear. Mm. It's pretty amazing. The other thing I noticed, do you ever plug headphones or earbuds into something and you don't seem to get as much volume even if the appliance is turned all the way up?
Yes.
These are louder, and there's no amplifier really in them. They are louder than anything I've ever plugged in to an audio source. And it has where the left and right wires come down and meet and make a Y where they join. There's a little volume control down there.
Yeah.
Things are pretty impressive, these Yourbuds. So if you get a chance, check them out. Y-U-R-B-U-D-S, Yourbuds. Now, this is one of those thoughts I had yesterday for no real reason, except that we're getting pretty close to baseball season. At the end of the ball games, as they get, you know, ninth inning, usually, they give you that. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this game without the expressed written consent of Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. I got to thinking about that. Why the expressed written consent? What does that mean, expressed? What about just without the written consent?
Yeah.
What is expressed written consent?
I know.
The only one, or maybe there are two other people in the world who worry about anything like this, but I just got to thinking about it. Any rebroadcast without the expressed written consent of Major League... If you took the word expressed out, I think you'd have the same thing. Without the written consent, I don't know, something...
It's probably lawyer lingo.
It is legalese, probably. Don't forget about Pistols Plus. We do not have an outdoor segment anymore, but if we did, the sponsor would be, and will be if we have one in the future, the great Pistols Plus. I want to remind everybody, they tried an experiment in St. Charles County. It didn't work. I told them it wouldn't work. I take great credit for that. They admitted I was right. So the store in St. Charles that used to be a Pistols Plus is no longer, has nothing to do with Pistols Plus. Not associated in any way. There's one Pistols Plus, and there should be one Pistols Plus. That's in Osage Beach, Missouri, on Highway 54. Oh, you know, I can't call it 54 anymore. Now it's Osage Beach Parkway. If anybody else has been to the lake recently, holy cow, is it confusing. They've redone the roads, and I've been going to the lake for 32 years. I kind of get lost. It takes some getting used to, but it's a good thing. Because there's a lot of big stuff coming into Osage Beach. A Menards is coming in there. I've never been to a Menards. Has anybody
Menards,
been to...
no.
It's a huge, like, combination Lowe's, Home Depot, Sporting Goods. It's some big mega store.
I think they have them, like, in northern Illinois. I thought I saw one up there.
Oh, there are a lot of them around, but not around here. There's a big Deerberg's going in. I mean, a massive one. There's a big 8-screen or 10-screen multiplex 3D cinema. I mean, it's unbelievable what's coming in. Osage Beach.
Well, I think a lot more people live down there now, and a lot more people just hang out and stay there.
Well, a lot of boomers retired there.
Yeah.
Because they're still close to their, if they have family in St. Louis. So when you do go, do not forget about our friends at Pistols Plus. And yes, they do now have a website, pistolsplusguns.net. There's a TV channel called the Appalachian Channel. Peon, I'm sure you've watched it. It's these mountain people.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Hillbilly people.
Sounds good, though.
I watched part of a show last night about rattlesnake hunters down in Texas. There is something bad wrong with these people. These guys went out in groups of 2 to 4 men in scattered 2-3 different groups. And I watched this one group in a matter of 2 or 3 hours bag 30 monster rattlesnakes.
Wow.
I mean big, fat, big as your wrist rattlesnakes.
What, for the meat or the venom?
Well, they took them to a guy, and these are all toothless, hillbilly, really weird people, like you'd see in The Hills Have Eyes. They took them to a guy, and his name was Higginbottom or something. He buys the snakes. They were going last night on that show for $4.50 a pound, and their goal for the afternoon was 100 pounds of rattlesnakes, $450. And then he skins them. And then gets the meat, and some people eat the meat. And then he makes, you've seen stores where they have rattlesnake skin hats. And
boots
he makes,
and,
yeah, and belts. He makes things out, he dries the skin, and he makes things out of rattlesnake skin. But to watch them go out in the dry heat and catch these big rattlesnakes.
Most people are trying to avoid rattlesnakes, and they're going
and
out looking for them.
You know that in my whole life, and I'm old, that I have never in the wild on the loose seen a rattlesnake.
Yeah, me
I've seen them,
I haven't either.
I've seen them dead.
I'm glad.
But you
I
know
don't...
what they look like?
I've seen them in the
you
zoo.
You have to hear them to know that they're rattlesnakes.
Well, I think you need to hear them. But if you saw it, you'd obviously know what it was because you could still see the rattle on the end. But I think you listen for that.
Yeah.
That thing.
But it freaked.
But it's just funny to me that I've never come across one. Look, a rattlesnake. Never. Black snakes, a couple of copperheads, a coral snake, but never a rattlesnake. These guys know where to go. They know exactly where to go and find them. And good for them, they can do that.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars, I recorded it, watched it last night. It's going to be a good season. A lot of good legs again this year. And a couple of good contestants. Again, B-list celebrities. Martina is not going to last long at all. She was one of the worst and stiffest. And you talk about a fish out of water. She said on the show, this is the first time she has had a dress on in over 20 years.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
And she looked uncomfortable. It just didn't look right.
It didn't look like her, though, did it?
No, not at all. Not at all. I got to think she's not going to last long. And I tell you, Dan, the other guy that's not going to last is that Pee Wee Herman-looking guy with that hat. Who's that guy? That goofy guy.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is. Yeah, he's got to go. The fact that nobody even knows who he is. And I think that works against you. I think, like, Gladys Knight is on there.
Oh, people, it's a popularity
contest. Yeah, they love Gladys Knight. So I think Gladys Knight and Sherry Shepherd are going to go a long way just because people really like them. But I think if they don't know you, there's a Dan, that opera singer, that blonde gal that looks like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh,
holy cow, is she good looking.
Oh, she is really hot, but nobody knows her either.
And she even said, you know, in the United States, no one knows who I am.
What?
Oh, that sounds
that's
just
her
like
accent.
Her.
Yeah. Nobody knows me. I'm opera singer. And I like the way they say she's a classical music singer.
Yeah.
That means opera singer. What else? Oh, man. I got to tell you, talk about something that is an indicator of how times have changed. We go from, in 50 years, talking about playing with yourself will make you go blind, to growing hair on your palms, to it's a disgusting, depraved.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there were church people that used to say that if you, and I don't like the MAST word. I just don't like to say it on the air. But I have to, and I'm going to tell you why. I saw a story that said Walgreens, not in the store, but online, was selling artificial vaginas. And I thought, oh, this cannot be true.
I saw
this
the ad.
No, did you go to the Walgreens site? Did you go to the Walgreens site?
Yes, it is.
I did too, and honest to goodness,
vagina.
Hey! Paul, you know what? When you get your own show again, Paul Harris.
I was just in Walgreens today. What's that?
No, they're not in the store.
It's online.
You have to go to Walgreens.com.
Really?
And type in the search bar, type in T-E-N-G-A, Tanga. And
oh,
you
sure,
will
the
find
Tanga. Yeah, I know.
The Tanga, and folks, forgive me, I have to say the word because it's on the Walgreens site. The Tanga flip hole for male masturbation.
Flip hole?
Flip hole?
Yeah. Let's go.
There are 12 different versions of this.
And it's expensive. It's like almost $80.
Well,
I cannot
believe.
Wow.
And if you go to the Walgreens site, it describes each one. One's softer, one's harder. One's a double hole of Tanga male.
Oh,
male. What the heck?
Double hole.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Look, we've come a long way.
Yeah, right.
I don't know
if we're in the right direction or not, but we've come a long way. If you
Walgreens,
think we're kidding,
if you're listening,
if you think we're kidding,
testimonial.
You want a sample?
Oh, sure, I'm not opposed.
You know what? Let me tell you what you just did. You're a married man with a really cute wife.
Sure.
How dare you go on and say you need help sexually and you want Walgreens to send you a demonstrator masturbation cup?
She'd probably buy it for me.
Well, you know what?
Here.
Wives will do that just to take the pressure off.
Here, I got a headache tonight. Use your Tanga.
I've always said I would.
Why don't you hold it for me? Because it takes two to Tanga.
One of those real dolls, those $5,000.
You said you would want one.
I said I would.
Well, I think you're a sicko.
I would test it out.
You do it with a doll, you're sick.
There you go. Why is that sick?
It just is. So we're not making this up. Walgreens.com.
They don't talk.
Walgreens.com. Type in T-E-N-G-A, Tanga. They're selling these artificial vaginas. Wow.
Vagina.
All right.
I'm going to get one.
Now, that's it. That's it, Paul. You'll be blacklisted from radio.
The flip hole.
Brother. They're trying to decide whether or not this guy should get the Medal of Honor. He is no longer with us. Marine Sergeant Rafael Peralta. Well, let me just tell you this. There's no doubt in my mind, absolutely, he should get the Medal of Honor. If anybody ever deserved it, wait till you hear what he did. They have testimonials from other soldiers that he served with. He died in Iraq back in 2004. And they say that there are forensic pathologists who have confirmed what happened. How they did that, I don't know. When you hear what he did, what would there be for a pathologist to look at? But they said he was wounded by a gunshot wound to the head, but even after being shot in the head, he took a live grenade, put it under his body, laid down on top of it, and absorbed the blast and saved the lives of every soldier around him.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. A guy who will lie on a hand grenade, if that's not a hero, you tell me what a hero is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to know. Wow. What? Why is there even a discussion? Give his family the Medal of Honor. And I don't know if this would be a great show or a horrible show. Mike Tyson is going to go on stage at the MGM Grand's Hollywood Theater and do a one-man show talking about himself.
Huh.
It might be great because I read a review from somebody who watched a rehearsal. He's rehearsing. He just comes out on stage by himself and talks about his life. And his
I always
career.
Wanted to hit stuff when I was a little kid.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
But in the rehearsal.
A-R-
no.
A-M-R-R-I-M.
No, don't spell. When you, hey, when you go out, don't try to spell things. He talks about Don King. Boy, does he not have anything good to say about Don King.
Oh, he, like, fleeced him of all his money.
He broke him.
Yeah.
And he said he took advantage of him just as he was getting out of prison when he really needed help. And Don King just, man, not a nice guy, that Don King. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's
there's a whole
nice.
Bunch of Tengas on line here.
There's 12 of them.
There's different versions.
12 products. Yes. I'm telling you. So earlier we talked about these televangelists, these crooks. We're not bad-mouthing religion. We're bad-mouthing crooks and thieves and the Jimmy Swaggerts and the Robert Tiltons and the Benny Hens. And I thought of one joke that's the perfect joke. Now, two things are going to happen here. I'm going to use a word that not everybody thinks is politically incorrect, but you need the word for the joke because it's the way the guy in the joke would tell the story, and that's the word crippled. And by the way, I also went and did a little homework, and many of the Shriners hospitals are still listed and go by the name Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children. So crippled is not offensive to everybody, just some people who want to tell everybody else what to think. Oh, and I might add, in my research, I found that the word crippled, in many cases, had been replaced with handicapped until some people threw a fit over the word handicapped.
Oh.
And then that had to be disabled. And then handicapped also was asked, they asked people to change it to handicapable. Please. Okay? This joke uses the cripple word. And again, there are still some hospitals called Hospital for Crippled Children. And there's one other very mild word that we don't normally use in this joke, but for the sake of the joke, it really needs it. So here we go. This southern guy, because healing revivals are especially big in the South, and he's telling his friend about going to this healing revival with his other friend Bob, who's crippled and on crutches. And his buddy says, so I understand you took Bob to a healing revival. He said, yeah, I did. He said, you know, Reverend Swaggart was in town.
Oh.
And Bob asked me if I'd take him down there for some healing, because he's crippled, you know. And his friend says, yes, I know he is. He says, so I picked Bob up, and it was a little bit of a hassle getting him into the car. Took quite a bit of doing, the crutches and whatnot, and him being, because he's crippled, you know. And he says, yes, I know he's crippled. He says, so we get to the church and the scene of the revival service, and I had to find I don't have a handicap sticker, and we didn't bring Bob's. And I had to drive around to find a place close, because it's hard for him to walk in, because he's crippled, you know. He says, yes, I know, he's crippled. And we get in there, and we're in the pew, and the preacher is preaching to people, and he's saying, is anybody here who wants the healing power of the Lord? And please shout out hallelujah. Well, Bob, he was one of the first ones to shout out real loud hallelujah, because he wanted that, because he's crippled, you know. And his friend says, yeah, I know. He's crippled. And what happened? He said, well, the preacher pointed out, selected out Bob, and he said, sir, you, on the crutches, step forward, come down to the altar. And so Bob kind of shuffled his way out of the pew, excuse me, and it took him, oh, I don't know, probably two or three good minutes to get down there, because he's crippled, you know. His friend says, yeah, I know he's crippled. And he went down to the preacher, and the preacher said, do you believe? And Bob said, yes, I believe. He said, no, do you believe? He said, yes, brother, I believe. He said, say it like you mean it. He said, I believe. He said, what is your name? He says, my name is Bob. He says, Bob, why are you here today? And I'll tell you, I don't know why I asked him that. He could look and see, because he's crippled, you know. His friend says, yeah, I know he's crippled. He said, Bob, I want you to raise up your right arm, take the right crutch from under your arm, and throw it. Just throw it as far as you can. Throw it out of your life. And Bob did it. He throwed that right crutch away. And he was unstable then. He's used to two. He's not used to... It's tough for him to stand because he's crippled, you know. His friend says, yeah, I know. And then the preacher said, Bob, I want you to take your left arm, I want you to raise your left arm, and I want you to throw that left crutch as far as you can throw it. Throw it out of your life forever. And Bob raised up his left arm, and he throwed that crutch, must have been 100 feet, just almost hit people. And his friend says, well, then what happened? He said, well, he fell on his ass, because he's crippled, you know.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they just cleared an accident on westbound 70 that was just past. It was about midway between 79 and T.R. Hughes. All lanes are now open, but look for traffic to be backed up approaching Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Now on southbound 270, you are running slow from Olive through Ladue, and then again from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And let's change that again. Westbound 70 now is running slow between Zumbel all the way out through T.R. Hughes, just in pockets. On northbound 170, you're slow from 70 up through Scudder Road. And then on westbound 40, your slowdown happens from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, couple slow pockets from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for a variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soup, salad, sandwiches, and pasta starting at just $6.99 at Applebee's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Every night, without fail, except for the times I'm not on or I'm slightly preempted, the Steve Cochran KTRS Tonight program provides everything you need between 6 and 9 p.m. other than dinner. I mean, if you could get dinner through your radio, I mean, you wouldn't need to do anything else. You'd have it all there. You'd have entertainment, information, and dinner. Coming soon.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep in the left field.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game.
What a night! What an evening of baseball!
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. With the additions we've made in the offseason, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
This one will go down in history as an all-time.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com. We'll get you to
a better place. American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit, plus downloadable coupons online at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. For the original $189 window, guys, Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, insulation, and siding from Window World. Save money on your new windows and your energy bills with Window World today. 314-993-1800 or WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Tiny bubble. Man who had to move 2 hours away from L.A. because at one time he was a morning radio station host there, and he just got sick and tired of not being able to go out in public. Just besieged, overwhelmed with fans. So he moved away, a couple of hours away, the quiet solitude of Palm Springs, California. He joins us now, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be the website to go to find out more. Here is Mike Evans.
Good day.
Hi, did I?
How's it going, Homer?
Doing good. A very special happy birthday to one of our listeners, Rich West. Just a good friend, happy birthday to the big guy.
All right, where does he live?
He lives and he listens to us in Honolulu.
Wow.
How about that?
Good for him.
He's listening right now in Honolulu. Because, you know, I used to be so popular that I couldn't even walk the streets of Hawaii in Honolulu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy, it's too bad the St. Louis people can't go there and get some of that 77, 78. Oh, wait a second. 77 in St. Louis right now.
So, yeah.
Honolulu weather.
Did we lose our... Unbelievable.
Oh, he's there.
I lost you. You just cut out there for a second. Hmm. This is a very odd pop quiz question. Here you go. What does Hugh Jackman say bothers him the most about being the Wolverine in the movies? He worries that it might make him sterile, the heights make him vomit, or the long prosthetic fingernails cut him up. Answer in just a minute. We got TV news. Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a little bit of that?
Oh, yeah.
You ought to bring a pound of flour with you on that one, homie. Kathy Bates will play the ghost of Charlie Sheen in an upcoming episode of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get it either. It's very odd. Insiders told Oprah starting her own network could be disastrous, but Oprah and her huge ego said, quote, "If I build it, they will come," end quote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They built it, but it didn't come. A little television rating news. Dancing with the Stars Monday debuted with an 18 rating. Actually, the demo that they are attracting was still pretty good. They lost a couple of points, but it was a good rating for them. Their cast of characters this season aren't nearly as good as in seasons past, so they should be happy with that. And the NCAA basketball tournament, highest ratings in the last 16 years.
Wow.
A lot of people watching that. Movie news, Behind the Candelabra. The HBO biopic with Michael Douglas as Liberace.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
And Matt Damon as his lover. Has finally started production. But for the record, this is a drama. It's not a comedy.
Do Matt Damon and Michael Douglas make out in it?
Yes, they do.
Well, hallelujah.
How about that?
We've all been waiting for that.
What if we had a make out? What would you think of that, Frank Opinion?
Well, I wouldn't think anything because it's not going to happen.
I wish my brother George was here.
What?
You know what? For $1 million, I'll make out with you.
A million?
Yeah. Somebody out there wants to cough up a mill, get some video, come over, and Mike and I will make out for
it. I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
Well,
really?
Well, I think there's something wrong with you. $1 million?
Actually, I'd probably do it for $5,000. The Lone Ranger with Johnny Depp as Tonto is also in production, finally. And the word is that the script is changing every day. They want to make it much more funny, more of a comedy Western than just a straight Western. Probably a good idea.
No, that's Johnny not the Depp. Lone Ranger. Lone Ranger's not a comedy.
I know, but they're going to make it a comedy.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of funny parts to it. I don't know if it'd be a straight-blown comedy, but they are making it funnier than it originally was planned. Johnny Depp, you know, has just finished shooting Dark Shadows, and that's a full-blown comedy.
Hey, that actually, I saw the previews for that, and that looks pretty good.
Was the trailer funny?
I thought the trailer was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was a comedy.
Yeah.
Prediction, I think Hunger Games will do $130 million this weekend.
I bet you're right.
I think that's probably a good bet.
Yeah. Sports, shorts. Well, we know that Tim Tebow has signed with the New York Jets. Well, at least tentatively, there's a problem in the contract. Now the New York Jets are backing down. Part of the contract that apparently they weren't aware of is that they'd have to come up with an additional $5 million that the Denver Broncos have already paid Tebow, and they may not want to do that. Of course, the St. Louis Rams are also in the negotiations to try to get Tebow as well.
They are.
They could use something.
Yes, they are, which is kind of weird because I think Sam's a pretty good quarterback.
Oh, Bradford's excellent.
He just needs some help around him.
Yeah.
One team that had some interest in Tim Tebow that likes to have a running quarterback and is a much more wide-open offense and was willing to pay big bucks, the Edmonton Eskimos.
Canadian
man.
Football League.
Yeah, you know, they had Kurt Warner, remember?
Mm.
And Warren Moon and Flutie, so they have had some background in that. Odds and ends, this is bizarre, having dinner together this past week and talking and saying that they just could not believe that they were movie stars. Paul Giamatti and Jonah Hill.
Well, I got news for you. I can understand how they look in the mirror and go, I cannot believe I'm a movie star.
Count your lucky stars.
Especially Paul Giamatti, but he's a great actor.
Oh, he's a great, he's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is getting $1 million for his bank trust television commercials.
Wow.
Sounds like a lot of money, but how about Dan Aykroyd has made $50 million on his Crystal Head vodka?
On the sale of it?
Yeah. On the sales of it.
That's a cool-looking bottle, too.
It is. No, I've seen the bottle. I haven't bought any, but it is a great idea.
Halle Berry
is
moving to Paris. She's getting a lot of help from her very good friends, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie. Okay, fine. By the way, Brad and Angelina, they call France their main residence now.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. Of course, they're coming from the buttock.
That's right.
One of them.
And finally, on the broadcast.
What's wrong with the United States of America? Why would they need to call that their residence?
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
It's really sad when the end of the report comes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the saddest thing all day.
You do really good. And it's towards the end of the show, so I'm sure you must go in just to a funk the rest of the evening.
Oh,
it's the reason we end the show right after this, because why continue?
Yeah. Why, exactly.
Yeah, what's the point?
Highlight, there you go. Hugh Jackman says it really bothers him the most about being the Wolverine. Is it that he worries that he's going to become sterile, the heights make him vomit, or the long prosthetic fingernails cut him up?
Tina.
Golly, it seems like the fingernails should be kind of obvious. I'm going to go with the heights.
I'm going to do the fingernails.
Heights.
Heights.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts.
Uh-oh.
How could he be sterile? What would make him sterile?
He says that the very tight harness that he wears is so tight on his groin that his sperm count is down, and he worries it'll make him sterile.
How does he know his sperm count? Who goes and checks their sperm count?
Yeah.
Doesn't he already have a bunch of kids?
Yeah, but, I mean, who wants to have a small sperm count? I mean, Frank and I, our sperm counts are through the roof.
Somebody who doesn't want
to. Somebody just looks at me, they get pregnant.
Too much
I wouldn't say that I know my and another guy's sperm count.
No, this is kind of disturbing.
It doesn't sound very good.
No,
that is disturbing.
I'm Mike Evans of Hollywood. Take!
Now, what would cause a guy to do that?
I don't know. He was
Frank and I have high sperm.
And then he was talking about you guys making out together.
Yeah. And he'd take 5,000, you'd take $1 million.
I think he's got something for you.
And the fact that he'd take 5,000.
Yeah, he wants to give you something.
He's into that Liberace movie.
That's disturbing. $1 million's not disturbing at all. Anybody tell the truth, they'd kiss a guy for $1 million.
He wants the tango.
What?
He wants the tango with you.
Tanga. If anybody wants to go look it up at Walgreens site, it's T-E-N-G-A. Please go look it up.
Oh, they got a bunch of other products, too.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Sexual
Walgreens.
Wellness.
We're not going to make our full closing theme, but what the heck. We'll make up for it tomorrow, because I have to take a moment to talk about your teeth and your gums and how important they are and how they can play a part in your health in other parts of your body. People get infections in their mouths, and their especially gums, and gets in your bloodstream and can be bad news. So here's what you should do. And you've been told this your whole life. A couple times a year, you go to the dentist. There are people, and I know because Ballast Dental Care has told me, they have some patients that go in 4 times a year. I mean, you got to really love a dental clinic to go 4 times a year, and that's I guess more than anything else, a true testament as to what an easy, wonderful, comfortable place this is. Now, I don't go 4 times a year. I go twice, with the exception of a couple of years where I slacked off. Twice a year is plenty for most people. And everybody knows that. The reason a lot of people don't do it is they don't like to go where they're going now. They don't like their dentist. There's a lot of that out there. But it's not at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. That's where you need to be going. I'm telling you, one trip, make an appointment. They're not going to turn you down. You're not going to hear, I'm not taking any new patients. They'd love to have you. You go once, your first reaction will be, I wish I'd found this place 10, 20 years ago. And the next will be, I will never need to go anywhere else again. This is what I didn't even think existed. Ballast Dental Care. Right now, take advantage of this offer. If you make an appointment, just make the appointment by the end of April. The appointment could be for later, but make it by the end of April. So do it now. You get the $300 professional bleaching trays for $100. BallastDentalCare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've cleared an accident. It was on southbound Lindbergh near Schutz Road. We are looking at some slow traffic still on eastbound 270 from Lindbergh through 170. And then southbound 270, that's running a little bit slow, just south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's gumball season again. And if you have gumball trees, you know exactly what I mean. Wouldn't it be great if you could keep those gumballs from falling out of the tree in the first place?
You can do that?
No, not really. But that would be really cool. But that's not what this commercial is all about. This commercial is about getting rid of those gumballs once they're on the ground. For that project, they're going to need a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. While the nut wizard won't keep the gumballs from falling out of the trees, it will help you clean them up off the ground. The nut wizard is a long-handled tool. You just roll it over the gumballs on the ground to pick them up. When the nut wizard is full, you just empty it into your favorite receptacle. So don't break your back bending over to pick up those gumballs one at a time. Stop by Schnars and pick up a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Thank Davey Lee for visiting with us today. That was a pleasure. Thank you, Davey. And we're going to do this again tomorrow. I want to thank the televangelists, the healers, for giving me such great material. And, of course, thanks to all of you folks for listening. We appreciate it. Come back and join us here again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Speeding up in just hours, the number of